弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters, this morning.
我们今天的经文是何西阿书的八章一到十四节。
And the scripture that we'll be reading today is from the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verses 1 through 14.
今天的题目是最大的偶像就是自我。
And the topic today is the biggest idol, self.
所以我们一起来先来读一下这段经文。
Let's read this scripture.
我邀请大家起立，我们一起来读，好吗
？I invite all of you to stand as we read God's word.
我请我们当中读中文的和我一起来读中文。我们读一节中文，我们然后请读英文的和 Moses 一起来读英文，好吗？好。第八章第一节，你用口吹角吧，敌人如鹰来攻打耶和华的家，因为这米违背我的约，干犯我的律法。
Set the trumpet to your lips. One like a vulture is over the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law.
他们必呼叫我说，我的神啊，我们以色列认识你了。
Verse 2, to me they cry, my God, we, Israel, know you.
以色列丢弃良善，仇敌必追逼他。
Israel has spurned the good, the enemy shall pursue him.
他们立君王，却不由我。他们立首领，我却不认。他们用金银为自己制造偶像，以致被逐。
They made kings, but not through me. They set up princes, but I knew it not. With their silver and gold, they made idols for their own destruction.
撒玛利亚，耶和华已经丢弃你的牛犊，我的怒气向拜牛犊的人发作。他们到几时方能无罪呢？
I have spurned your calf, O Samaria. My anger burns against them.How long will they be incapable of innocence?
这牛犊出于以色列，是匠人所造的，并不是神。撒玛利亚的牛犊必被打碎。
For it is from Israel a craftsman made it. It is not God, the calf of Samaria, shall be broken to pieces.
他们所种的是风，所收的是暴风，所种的不成合荚，就是发苗也不结实。即便结实，外邦人必推之。
For they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. The standing corn has no heads, it shall yield no flour. If it were to yield, strangers would devour it.
以色列被推之，陷进在列国中，好像人不喜悦的器皿。
Israel is swallowed up, already they are among the nations as a useless vessel.
他们投奔亚述，如同毒心的野驴，以法贿赂朋党。
For they have gone up to Assyria, a wild donkey wandering alone. Ephraim has hired lovers.
他们虽在列邦中会满人，现在我却要聚集惩罚他们。他们因君王和首领所加的重担日渐衰微。
Though they hire allies among the nations, I will soon gather them up, and the king and princes shall soon wreathe because of the tribute.
以法莲增添祭坛取罪。因此祭坛使他犯罪。
Because Ephraim has multiplied altars for sinning, they have become to him altars for sinning.
我为他写了律法万条，他却以为与他毫无关事。
Were I to write for him my laws by the 10,000s, they would be regarded as a strange thing.
至于献给我的祭物，他们自食其肉，耶和华却不悦纳他们。现在必纪念他们的罪孽。追讨他们的罪孽，他们必归回埃及。
As for my sacrificial offerings, they sacrifice meat and eat it, but the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt.
以色列忘记造他的主，建造宫殿，犹大多建造，我却要降火焚烧他的城邑，烧灭其中的宫殿。
For Israel has forgotten his maker and built palaces, and Judah has multiplied fortified cities. So I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour her strongholds.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we commit this section of scripture into your hands.
主啊，愿你祝福你的话。
May you bless your word, O Lord.
也愿你祝福孩子。
May you bless the preacher.
愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子。
That the Holy Spirit may be anointed him.
主啊，让孩子能够靠着你圣灵的感动，放胆的传讲你的话语。
That he may be moved by the Spirit to preach your word boldly.
主啊，也愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权，让我们弟兄姐妹， 主啊，真的是能够有一颗敬畏的心来到你的面前。
And may you be high and exalted among us, that our brothers and sisters may have a reverent heart before you.
主啊，愿你在这里被尊荣，愿我们在这里遇见你。
May you be honored and may we meet you here, O Lord.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好的，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天继续我们在何西阿书上的讲道。
Today we continue on our expository preaching on the book of Hosea.
那我们今天的主题是最大的偶像。什么是最大的偶像？其实最大的偶像就是自我。
And the topic today is the biggest idol. What's this biggest idol? It's self.
所以最大的偶像是我们自己。
The biggest idol is our own self.
那我们今天会从这几个方面来看。首先呢，我们会看悖谲的百姓。
And we'll look at this different perspective. First, we'll look at the people of covenant breaking.
然后我们会看到悖谲的表现是什么，他们的表现是什么。
And then we'll look at what are the actions of covenant breaking.
然后之后是他带因为悖谲所带来的结果，所带来的惩罚是什么。
And then we'll look at the consequences of such covenant breaking.
那最后我们思考这些信息对我们有什么的，今天的在有神要借着这些信息对我们说什么。
And we will look at the applications of these verses to us today then.
首先我们在第一节看到就是说神对何西阿对先知说你吹角吧。
First of all, in verse 1, the Lord told Hosea, he says, set the trumpet to your lips.
为什么要吹角？因为敌人要如鹰来攻打耶和华的家。
Why is he to blow the trumpet? Because the enemy is like a vulture to come.
耶和华的家就是以色列。
And the house of the Lord is Israel.
因为敌人要来攻打以色列，所以说你吹角吧。
Because others are coming upon Israel, so blow the trumpet.
所以我们在这里看到这是对以色列的一个惩罚。
This is a punishment upon the house of Israel.
为什么？
Why?
因为在后面提供了这个原因，因为这民违背我的约，他们是悖谲的子民，他们是悖谲的百姓。
And it says, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law.
他们干犯我的律法。
They have rebelled against my law.
其实干犯我的律法和悖谲的百姓，这是违背我的约是相同的意思。
And so transgressing the covenant and rebelling against his law is the same.
因为这个律法是约中的条例。
Because the law is the stipulations in the covenant.
我们记得当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他们在西乃山与耶和华立约。
And so when Moses brought the Israelites out, they made a covenant with God at Mount Sinai.
所以上帝在这个时候让他们再回到西乃山，说：“你看，你们现在是你们违背了这个约，你们是悖谲的百姓。”
And so God brought them back to Sinai and said, "You have broken this covenant."
但以色列在这里呼叫说：“我的神啊，耶和华，我们以色列是认识你的。”
But they cried out, "My God, we Israel know you."
以色列以为他认识耶和华，以为他认识上帝，但其实他不认识。
Israel thought that they knew God, but they did not.
那我们看在接下来的这几段经文当中，从这第三节一直到十四节，然后神在列这里列出了他们悖谲的表现是什么。
And then in verses 3 all the way to 14, God lists out what are the actions of covenant breaking.
首先第一点在第三节就说他们是以色列丢弃了良善。
And in first point it says Israel has spurned the good.
然后你如果看中文圣经在后面有个括号是或叫做祝福。
And so if you look at the Chinese Bible, this good means blessing too.
那么在这里面原文是 good 的意思，原文就是他们丢弃了那个 good， 丢弃了那个良善。
And so he has spurned the good.
所以怎么理解这个 good？
What is this good？
这个 good 在这里不是指的是道德上的良善。
It's not this moral goodness.
不是说以色列他们道德上不良善。
It's not to say that morally they are not good.
在这里的 good 可能有两层的含义，第一层的含义是耶和华给他们的祝福，给他们的好处。
And there may be two meanings to it. First is that this good may be a blessing of the Lord to them.
因为他们作为圣约的百姓，作为上帝的百姓，所以他们有那个约中的祝福。
Because they are a covenant people, they have the blessings in the covenant from the Lord.
在申命记的二十八章，摩西神借着摩西对他们说：“你们若守耶和华的律例。”
And in Deuteronomy 28, God through Moses told them, if you keep the stipulations of the covenant,
他说神就祝福你们，你们生你自己所生的，你身所生的，你家里牲畜所下的，你地里所产的都绰绰的有余。
And if all these blessings shall come upon you if you keep the covenants of the Lord.
所以我们在这里看到神说，你们若守神的律法，神就丰丰满满的祝福给你们。
And if you keep the covenants of the Lord, then God will bless you abundantly.
神要为你打开天上的府库，要按时降雨在你的地上，要在你一切所行的事上祝福你。
And God will open up the storehouses of heaven to give you rain according to its time.
所以你们要丰富到一个地步，说万国都来向你们来借东西。
You'll be so rich that other nations will come and.
所以耶和华使你们作首不作尾，居上不居下。
And so God will exalt you and not put you in a humble place.
所以这是上帝耶和华上帝给以色列人的祝福。
This is the blessing that the Lord has given to Israelites.
是在圣约当中给他们圣约的祝福。
It is a blessing within the covenant.
但是现在以色列丢弃了这些东西。
But now Israel has spurned this goodness.
那么良善还有另外一层的含义，良善可能本身就指的是上帝。
And also goodness also refers to God.
我们在福音书里面我们看到有一个少年官有一个文士他来到耶稣面前说良善的父子啊。
And so in the Gospels we see a young rich ruler coming to Jesus and he says, Oh, good teacher.
那耶稣就问他说你为什么称呼我良善你难道不知道只有一位是良善的吗
And Jesus asked him, Why do you call me good? Do you not know that there is only one who is good?
所以在那里有个良善就指的是上帝他自己。
And there, good means God himself.
所以在这里以色列丢弃了良善可能是以色列丢弃了在约中的祝福丢弃了他们在 约中的身份也可能是他们指的是他们丢弃了上帝本身。
And so when they spurn the good, it may be they have spurned the blessings or they may spurn God himself.
所以无论是哪一层的意思其实都是一样的就是他们丢弃了上帝因此呢丢弃了约中的祝福。
And no matter which shades of meaning, it's that they have abandoned God and they have abandoned the blessings in God.
那第二点就是说他们不寻求耶和华。
And then the second thing is they do not pursue the Lord.
在第四节提到说他们立君王却不由我他们立首领我却不认识。
In verse 4, they made kings but not through me. They set up princes but I knew it not.
说他们在选择他们的国王的时候选择他们的君王的时候他们不来求问我。
When they choose their kings, they do not come to seek me.
所以他们立他们的首领的时候他们立的首领我都不认识。
When they set up the princes, I don't even know them.
所以这是上帝在这里说的这些话。
This is the words of the Lord here.
所以你可以看到这以色列里最大的事情，以色列整个国家里面最大的事情，他们不来求问耶和华。
And so the biggest problem is that for the Israelites, they do not come to seek the Lord.
所以他们不求问耶和华，不寻求上帝。
They do not seek the Lord.
那我们今天是不是也和他们一样？我们是不是凡事来求问耶和华？
Today, are we the same as the Israelites? Do we come to seek the Lord in all things?
如果我们看以色列的历史，我们就会发现，这是在这个可能字比较小，字很小，但因为它图片比较大，我没办法把这个图片放得小，所以就是说在左边，在你们的左手那个红色的字是以色列的国王。
And if you look at the kings of the Israel over on the left, those that is red is the kings of Israel.
你大概能看到那个实线和虚线，那个实线就是说那是他的儿子继承他的王位。
And you can see the solid line, the dotted line. If it's a solid line, means it's a descendant of the previous king.
那个虚线基本上就是代表是篡位的。
The dotted line means it was a usurper.
所以你看，在耶罗波安带领在所罗门的时候，耶罗波安带领北边十个支派脱离那个大卫王朝。
And so in the time of after Solomon, Jeroboam took the first 10 tribes of northern kingdom, become the northern part of Israel.
然后之后耶罗班的儿子拿达然后就被巴山所篡位。
And then his son Nadab was usurped by Baasha.
所以巴山篡了拿达的位拿达在位上只待了两年。
And so Baasha is the usurper, and then Nadab was on the place for 2 years.
那我们在后来看到就是巴山的儿子以拉但是那个新力篡了以拉的位。
And then the son of Baasha, Elah, but Zimri became the usurper.
那以拉在位子上面只待了两年。
And Elah was only reigning for 2 years.
然后新力在国王的位子上面待了7天，然后就被那个暗力篡位。
And Zimri was reigning for 7 days, and he was usurped by Omri.
暗力建立了暗力王朝，我们知道那个很著名的亚哈王就是暗力王朝里面。
And so Omri has the Omrite dynasty from which Ahab came from.
但暗力王朝只持续了三代，然后到约兰的时候，然后耶户杀了约兰的全家，杀了亚哈的全家。
But it was only 3 generations, and Jehu came and killed Jehoram, the grandson of Ahab.
所以耶户王朝是在以色列当中最强盛的时候。
And Jehu is the longest dynasty in northern Israel.
然后他最后一个王撒加利亚是被那个沙龙篡位的。
And the final king of that dynasty is killed by Shalom.
然后沙龙是被米拿先篡位的。
And Shalom is usurped again by Menahem.
米拿先传给他的儿子比加虾，然后比加篡了比加虾的位。
And then his son Pekahiah was usurped by Pekah.
那最后一个国王是何西亚，何西亚篡了比加的位。
And so finally, the final king was Hoshea who killed Pekah.
所以你看以色列的整个历史当中，整个的这个国王当中，你可以看到，除了耶罗波安和耶户这两个国王，其他的国王实际上都他们都没有求问过上帝。
So、other than Jeroboam and Jehu, none of these kings God has appointed them.
都不是上帝所指定的。
God has not appointed them there.
只有耶罗波安和耶户这两个是上帝所指定。
Only Jeroboam and Jehu。
所以在这里那个，所以在这里你看，就是上帝在这里说，他们立君王却不由我，他们立首领我不认识。
So here God says they make kings but not through me. They set up princes but I knew it not.
他们在这么大的重大的事情上都不寻求耶和华。
And on such an important thing, they have not sought the Lord.
我看第三点，第三点是拜金牛犊。
And the third is their worship of the calf, golden calf.
在第四节到第六节在提到，他们用金银为自己制造偶像。
In verses 4 it says they with their silver and gold they made idols.
撒玛利亚，耶和华已经丢弃了你的牛犊。撒玛利亚是以色列北国以色列的首都，所以用撒玛利亚来代替以色列，说以色列啊，耶和华已经丢弃了你的牛犊。
And Samaria is the capital of Israel, and it says Samaria, your calf has been broken to pieces.
这牛犊是出于以色列，是匠人所造的，不是神。
And this calf was made by the craftsman. It is not of God.
那当耶罗波安带领北边的十个支派脱离大卫王朝的时候
，When Jeroboam took the 10 tribes to separate from the Davidic dynasty,
所以他们那个耶罗波安就在丹和伯特利这两个地方放了两个金牛犊。
Jeroboam built two golden calves at Dan and Bethel.
他们为什么放这两个金牛犊
？Why did he make these 2 calves?
因为耶罗波安怕这个北国以色列的人，他们再往南边到南国犹大去耶路撒冷，那每年的节期去耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
Because he's afraid of his people in his country going into the south into Judah for the feasts.
所以的话，他们就在丹和伯特利放了两个金牛犊，说这个就是带领我们出埃及的耶和华。
So he put 2 golden calves in Dan and Bethel and declared that this is the God who brought them out of Egypt.
他说，所以他们是在那里拜金牛犊。
So over there, they worship the golden calves.
然后这个他拜金牛犊的这个经历，在以色列的传统当中，我们可以追溯到在出埃及记的时候。
Now, of course, this golden calf goes all the way back to Exodus.
对，在出埃及记的32章，当摩西上到西乃山上，在西乃山上40天领受10诫的时候，然后以色列全会众在下面就乱了。
In Exodus 32, when Moses went up the mountain for 40 days, all the people have become chaotic.
所以他们要重用亚伦，说我们要建造一个金牛犊，然后说来敬拜我们的神。
And they asked Aaron to build a golden calf so that they may worship their God.
所以你如果看那段经文，你觉得很奇怪。然后亚伦就在那里说，宣布说，明天我们向耶和华守节。
And if you read the scripture, it's quite interesting because Aaron said, "Tomorrow we will have a feast for the Lord."
他说，今天我们要造这个金牛犊，为什么造金牛犊？因为我们明天向耶和华守节。
And today we built this golden calf. Why? Because tomorrow we'll have a feast for the Lord.
所以你觉得很奇怪吗？这很有意思吗
？Isn't it very interesting then?
因为他们的意思就是说，这个金牛犊就是带领我们出埃及的耶和华。
The idea is that this golden calf is the God who brought them out of Egypt.
所以现在我们就有一个词叫金牛教。
And so now we have this golden calf religion.
那金牛教什么意思呢？就是指那些声称我们是敬拜上帝，以上帝为元首，但其实上却不单单以耶稣基督，但不单单以上帝为元首的基督徒
教会。And what this means, is that those who declare that they are worshiping the true God, but truly they are not worshiping the true God themselves.
那比方说，我们在之前的天主教就有这么一点点的意思。我不是说它完全就是，它有一点的意思。比方说，教皇就取代了上帝的位置。
And so, for example, there are hints of it in the Roman Catholicism, where the Pope has kind of taken over the place of God.
然后在英国改教的时候，伊丽莎白女王、伊丽莎白一世说：“我是教会的元首，所以你们要听我的。”
And in the Reformation, even in England, when Elizabeth I, she said, "I'm the head of the church. You are to listen to me."
那在今天，中国的官方教会说，所有的教会的东西都要经过马克思主义的检验。
And so even in China today, all these teachings of the church has to go through Marxist
grief. 所以到底是不是基督是教会的元首
？So is Christ the head of the church then?
还是马克思主义是教会的元首
？Or is it Marxism?
所以你看，所以这个就是我们今天说的金牛教。
And this has become this golden calf religion of today.
金牛教并不是说是说我就是在那个拜巴利或是拜亚瑟拉，而是说我是拜耶和华。
It's not that they're worshiping.
但这个金牛就是耶和华。
It's not that they're worshiping Baal or Asherah, but they're worshiping this golden calf, whom they call is the Lord.
所以这就很明显的违背了就是十诫当中的第二诫，就是说你不可为我雕刻什么天上的、地上的、地上的、地底下的、水里的。
Yes, transgress again the second commandment where you say you are not to make of me any form of images, whether or not it's in heaven, on earth, or under the water.
那么第四个是拜偶像。
And the fourth is they worshipped idols.
在十一节里面说以法莲，以法莲指的是以色列，以法莲增添这个祭坛取罪。
And in verse 11 it says because Ephraim who represents Israel has multiplied altars.
所以他这里的祭坛不单指的是金牛教的那个祭坛，而且指的是巴利的祭坛，不指的是亚瑟拉的祭坛。
These altars is not just for the golden calf but for Baal and Asherah.
所以我们知道以色列人拜巴利，对不对？
We know that the Israelites worship Baal.
我们知道最早的他们从那个在士师记里面我们就知道那个基甸的父亲他就有建有巴利的祭坛。
And even as early as Judges, we know that the father is Gideon. He built these altars for Baal.
但是可能很多人不知道以色列人拜巴利，但是他也拜亚瑟拉。
But perhaps you do not know that they also worship Asherah.
亚瑟拉可以追溯到很远很远，比方说在那个《生命记》里面就提到亚瑟拉。
And Asherah you can trace it even back further in the way to Deuteronomy.
亚瑟拉一共在《圣经》里面出现19次，在《生命记》里面出现一次。
And in Asherah has occurred 19 times in the Old Testament, once in Deuteronomy.
然后士师记里面出现四次。
In Judges 4 times.
那其他大多数都出现在列王记上下。
And the rest they occurred in the Kings.
在生命记里面说，你们为耶和华你的神筑坛，不可在旁边栽什么树木作为亚瑟拉。
And in Deuteronomy it says, when you build the altar for the Lord, you are not to cut down trees beside the altar as an Asherah pole.
因为在那个巴勒斯坦他们拜亚瑟拉的时候是。要做一个这个柱子木头做的柱子，或者是在那里栽种树木，然后这个是来拜亚瑟拉。
Because when they worship Asherah in the ancient Near East, they have to cut down trees as a pole or to plant a tree there to worship him.
所以以色列在这里，他们增添祭坛，他们增添巴利的祭坛，增添亚瑟拉的祭坛。
So here Israel has multiplied the altars of Baal and Asherah.
所以当以利亚在那个加密山上和这个先知。850个先知，其中有400个先知是巴利的先知，有450个是巴利的，400个是亚瑟拉的先知。
And so Elijah, when he has this showdown on Mount Carmel, there's like 450 prophets of Baal and Asherah.
然后第五点是他们依靠外面的势力。
And then fifthly, they rely on the strength of the outside.
在第九节、第十节提到说，他们投奔亚述，他们如独行的野驴，他以法莲去会买朋党。
And in verse 9, they have gone up to Assyria, wild donkey wandering alone. Ephraim has hired lovers.
然后他们在列邦当中会买人。
And they have hired allies among the nations.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这就是以色列用钱来买朋友。
It means they're using their money to buy friends.
金钱外交。
And using these foreign affairs.
所以我们今天我们知道，无论是台湾还是中国，我们很多的时候都有金钱外交，对吗？
And so we know that in Taiwan or China we have this kind of exchange.
然后在第三世界，然后在非洲那些穷国家当中买朋友。
And in third world countries, you also buy friends with the money.
所以以色列在这里做的就和那个是一样的。
And Israel is doing the same thing over here.
所以他们在米拿先的时候，在米拿先做王的时候，那也所以他们米拿先就是向亚述帝国臣服，他向亚述帝国来进贡。
And when Menahem was king, he went to Assyria to pay money to Assyria so that they may protect him.
像亚述进国，一年进贡就1000塔连德银子。
And every year he gave 1,000 talent of silver.
那一塔连德银子如果按照现在的银子的价格，当时的银子的价格比现在贵很多啊。如果按照现在银子的价格，一塔连德银子大概是16000美金。
And one talent nowadays is about $16,500 US.
所以1000塔连德银子就是1650万美金。
And so to have 1,000 talent will be about $16.5 million.
但是如果按照当时的银子的价格，比这现在可贵很多的。
But of course, it's a lot more worthy back then.
那这些重担最终都是落在以色列的身上，对不对？以色列百姓的身上。
And all this cost has fallen upon the people.
所以他们靠这个金钱，想在这个周边的国家里面，依靠这个外部的势力，想来会买朋友。
And so through their monies, they want to hire allies among the nations.
然后最后第六节是说他们忘记耶和华的律法。
And finally, they have forgotten the law of the Lord.
那十二节提到，我为他们写了律法万条，但是他们却以为与我毫无关系。
And verse 12, were I to write to them my laws by the 10,000s, they would be regarded as a strange thing.
然后最后一点是他们依靠外物，以色列忘记造他的主建造宫殿。
And lastly, they have forgotten his maker and built palaces.
然后犹大也多造坚固城。
And Judah has multiplied fortified cities.
所以他们依靠他们的宫殿，依靠他们的那个这个，依靠他们的城墙，他们希望能够依靠这些东西。
They relied on the palaces, on the fortified cities.
我们在那个何西阿书的第一章，我们看到，当何西阿出生的第一个儿子，给他起名叫以色列，对吧？耶斯列。
And in Hosea chapter 1, we know that the first son that they have, he was the name in Jezreel.
为什么叫耶斯列？因为耶和华要在耶斯列要折断以色列的弓。
And why is it Jezreel? Because the Lord will break the bow of Israel in Jezreel.
耶户王朝是一个靠军队、靠一个武力来夺取政权的这个王朝。
And so the Jehu dynasty seek power through his violence.
所以他是当时亚兰王的一个大将。
He is a great general of King Aram.
他靠他的军队，他杀了亚兰，杀了亚哈的全家。
And through his general, he has killed the entire family of Ahab.
所以当他在耶户王朝的时候，耶斯列这个山谷就成为以色列的重兵所在。
And so when he was king, Jezreel became the valley where all the armies of Israel gathered.
所以这就是为什么在何西阿书的第一章说的，我要在耶斯列山谷要折断以色列人的弓。
That's why in chapter 1 of Hosea, the Lord says, "I will break the bow of Israel."
就是在耶斯列山谷，我要击败他们的骄傲，我要挪去他们的军队。
Because it is in this valley where the army is gathered, the Lord will break them.
所以让以色列不再依靠外物。
So that Israel will no longer rely on outsiders.
所以我们在这里看到以色列这个悖约的表现是什么
？And you see what is these actions of this covenant breaking?
所以他们有丢弃良善，他们忘记神的律法，他们凡事不寻求耶和华，他们拜金牛犊，然后拜偶像，依靠势力，依靠外物。
And they spurn the good, they forgot the law of the God, they do not seek the Lord, they worship the golden calf, they worship idols, and they rely on allies and on outsiders.
因为他们的悖约，所以他们带来悖约的后果。
And because of this covenant breaking, they brought about these consequences.
然后在第三节提到，因为他们丢弃良善，所以耶和华就让仇敌来追逼他们。
In verse 3, because they have spurned the good, the enemy shall pursue him.
十三节提到，他们忘记神的律法，所以他们献给耶和华的祭物，耶和华不悦纳。
And because they have forgotten the Lord, in verse 13, the Lord does not accept their sacrificial offering.
所以必纪念他们的罪，追讨他们的罪，把他们赶回埃及去。
And they will remember his iniquity and return them to Egypt.
赶回埃及是什么意思
？What does it mean by chasing them back?
因为埃及是代表为奴之地，代表死亡之地，代表被咒诅的地方。
Egypt represents the land of slavery and the land of sin and curse.
所以赶回埃及意思就是说，把他们重新在有祝福的地方变成咒诅的地方。
So chasing them back to Egypt means they are to change the place of blessing into the place of curse.
所以我们知道后来以色列人然后就被亚述帝国灭亡，所以他们被掳到巴比伦，被掳到亚述。
And we know that the northern Israel was then exiled by Assyria. They have been taken all over the place.
因为他们凡事不寻求耶和华，所以最终的结局第四节提到，就以致被剪除。
And because they do not seek the Lord, they did it to their own destruction.
所以他们拜金牛犊，然后在第七节提到这个带来的结果，就是说他们所种的是风，所收的是暴风。
And in verse 7, because they have worshipped the calves of idols, they sow the wind, but they shall reap the whirlwind.
因为他种的是不好的东西，所收的是更加不好的东西。
Because what they have sowed is not good.
暴风是什么意思
？What does this whirlwind mean？
那去年我们南边，我们现在有那个休斯顿的哈文是吗？然后有我们奥兰多，然后这个佛州的那个厄玛。
And last year we have the hurricanes, right? In Irma, in Florida.
所以你就知道那个什么叫暴风，那是什么意思。
And you know what this whirlwind means, like the hurricane.
然后他们所种的不成合家，这句话的原文就是说，他们的庄稼长出来没有头，没有穗子。
And so the standing corn that they planted has no heads.
那个麦苗长出来没有穗子。
And so when the grain comes, the wheat grows out, there's no grain in it.
就是发苗也不结实，即使结实，外邦人也被外邦人吞吃。
And it shall not yield no flour, and even if it yield, the strangers will devour it.
因为他们拜偶像，所以神就不悦纳他们的祭物。
Because they worship idols, the Lord does not accept their offerings.
所以神要把他们赶回埃及。
And the Lord will chase them back to Egypt.
因为他们依靠势力，所以最终的结果就是他们被推迟，然后在列邦当中，好像人不喜悦的器皿。
And because they have relied on these outsiders, they are like a useless vessel among the nations.
因为他们向亚述进贡，所以这个百姓就越来越苦，然后就以色列就日渐衰微。
And because they have gone up to Assyria, and the people become harder and harder each day.
所以他们因君王和首领所加的重担， 这个重担原文是那个 tribute 是进贡，所以他们就日渐衰微。
And they become shriveled up because of the tribute of the kings and the princes.
因为他们依靠外物，所以耶和华就要降火来焚烧他们的城邑，来烧灭他们的宫殿。
And because they relied on these external things, the Lord will send fire to burn upon them.
他们以他们的军队为骄傲，耶和华就要折断他们的弓。
They took pride in their army, but the Lord will break their bow.
所以我们在这里看到，就是说，好像神在每一件事情上面都与他们敌对。
And we see here that God is seems to be against them in every single thing.
因为以色列背约，这个万军之耶和华，这个创造天地的主，成了他们的敌人。
And because they have broken the covenant, the Lord of the King and the heaven and the earth has become their enemy.
那我们在思考这个症结所在在哪里？我们的最根本的原因是什么
？And if we are to think of where is the root cause of all these things.
我们把以色列所有的这些问题，所以这些表现都总结出来。
If we summarize all these actions of the Israelites,
我们就会发现，其实丢弃良善就是忘记神的律法，凡事不寻求耶和华，这是代表他们忘记神，对吗
？And here we see that spurning the good, forgetting the law, and not seeking the God means they have forgotten.
然后拜金牛犊、拜偶像是拜偶像。
And then worshiping the calves and idols is worshiping.
他们依靠外部的势力、依靠外物，其实也是一种偶像。
And even relying on external power, it's all also a kind of idol.
所以的话，我们可以把这些总结成三条：一个是忘记耶和华，拜偶像，他们依靠外物。
And we can say that they've forgotten the Lord, they worship idols, and they rely on external things.
当我们在讲这些的时候，我不知道我们弟兄姐妹，我们心里面有没有去省察我们自己
？But when we are talking about this, I wonder if you are searching your hearts.
我们是不是忘记耶和华
？Have we forgotten the Lord?
我们是不是凡事来寻求耶和华？
Have we come to seek the Lord in everything?
我们是不是心中也有偶像
？Do we have idols in our hearts?
我们是不是也会依靠外物
？Do we also rely on
来依靠我们的聪明，来依靠外部的势力
？Relying on the external power and our intelligence.
来依靠金钱
？Relying on money.
所以最后，其实最根本的原因就是一个自我。
And if we summarize further, the root cause is the idea of self.
因为他们先忘记神，所以他们会拜偶像。
Because they have forgotten the Lord, that's why they will worship idols.
所以让我们想起在伊甸园里面，当蛇引诱夏娃的时候，然后夏娃是怎么回应的
？And in the Garden of Eden, when the snake tempted Eve, what did Eve say?
那么神对亚当和夏娃说：“园中树上所有的果子你都不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And the Lord told Adam, "If only one tree in the garden, then you shall not eat. On the day you eat of it, you shall die."
那夏娃就想：“我吃的日子可能不一定死。”
But Eve said that on the day that I eat of it, I may not die.
神可能在骗我。
And God may be deceiving me.
所以你在这里看到，他是先忘记神，对不对？先忘记神。
So first of all, she forgot about Lord.
然后才会去有别的偶像出来。
And then there will be other idols popping up.
然后所以保罗在罗马书里面。保罗在罗马书的一章二十一节提到，所以他们虽然知道有神，却不把他当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
So in Romans chapter 1:21, he says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him."
因为我们人知道有神，但我们却不把这个荣耀归给神。
We know that there is a God, but we do not give this.
所以我们故意忘记神。
So we neglected God.
然后之后在二十三节就提到，所以会怎么样？然后会把不能朽坏神的荣耀归给偶像。
And then in verse 23, exchange the glory of the immortal God for images.
所以人为什么会这么做
？Why would men do such a thing?
其实一个最根本的原因就是我人要自己成为神。
And the final cause is that because we want to be God.
因为我们想要成为我们的主宰，我们想要成为神，所以我们不需要这位真正的神。
We want to be our God, so we do not want this true God.
但是我们又没有办法来抵赖这位真正的神的存在，所以我们一个方面，我要把这个真正的神的荣耀归给那个偶像。
But we cannot deny the existence of this true God, so we give our glory to other gods.
那另一个方面，我们又能够自己做神。
And we want, and on the other hand, we want to be God ourselves.
所以你可以看到，这个其实最根本的原因是因为我们要自己要成为神。
And so the final root cause of it is because we want to be God ourselves.
所以唐牧师经常说的一个就是真神造人，假神人造，对不对
？And so Stephen Tong always says that the true God created man, but man is man created the false gods.
因为我们自己要做神，所以我们会造一个假神出来。
Because we want to be God ourselves, we have created this false God.
因为我这个假神是我们造的，所以说的话，所以这最根本实际上是我们来控制他，不是他控制我们。
Because this false God is created by us, so in fact, we are the one controlling this false God.
所以一个方面，我们又能够去立这个牌坊，说我们是敬虔的敬拜神；但另一个方面，我们又能够自己做主。
And on one hand, we can say that we are pious, that we're worshiping others, but on the other hand, we're worshiping ourselves.
所以这就是人心里面的诡诈。所以人是我们要自己成为神，自己要做主。
This is the deceitfulness of our heart that we want to be our own God.
所以以色列也是这样。
So this is the same way with Israel.
所以以色列所有的问题，他说拜偶像的问题，其实到最后最根本的都是以为他自己要成为神。
All the problems of idolatry in Israel is because eventually they want to be their own God.
所以人最大的偶像就是自己。
So the greatest idol that we have is our own self.
所以我们今天要思考这个问题，要去思想这个问题。
We have to think of this and to ponder upon this.
那今天我们在苦难当中，我们会寻求神，但是我们往往在顺境当中，我们就会把神淡忘。
And in suffering today, maybe we will seek after the Lord, but in the times of smooth sailing, we forget the Lord.
那前段时间师母的签证不是被拒了之后。那段时间我的祷告就非常的迫切，然后也读经也是非常的殷勤。
The previous time when the visa of my wife was rejected, at that time I was praying very fervently and reading the scriptures.
因为那个心里面真的感觉到那个迫切，对不对
？Because you feel that desperation in your heart.
但是后来呢，我知道她的签证拿到了，所以就没有那个迫切了。
But after you know that she's received her visa, oh, you don't.
现在读经也没有那么勤了，也没有那么去好好的花时间去默想神的话语。
You don't have that fervor in meditating on God's word anymore.
我们人经常都会这样。
We humans are like that.
我在这里不是在讲我们在苦难当中不要寻求神，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you don't seek the Lord in your
suffering. 我们在苦难当中当然要寻求神了，要寻求他的帮助了。
Of course, in our suffering, we seek after the Lord.
要寻求他的拯救。
To seek of His help.
但是我们在顺境当中，在好的环境当中，我们也不要忘记神。
But when everything is smooth sailing, let us not forget the Lord.
我们要凡事来到神的面前，我们要凡事来寻求神，来凡事把交托给他。
And we are to seek the Lord in every single thing of our lives.
所以我们每天早上我们来到神的面前，我们要把这一天交托给神。
So every morning as we come, we are to say, Oh Lord, we want to commit this day into your hands.
很多的时候我们以为这位主只是我们的拯救者，而不是我们的主。
And many times we regard this God as a savior and not as our Lord.
我记得我当时刚刚信主的时候，是他，我是在Campus Crusade 是我Campus Crusade 向我传福音，所以用那个四个属灵的原则，他们带我做那个觉知祷告。
I remember when I first become a Christian in the Campus Crusades, and they led me through a sinner's prayer.
然后那个觉知的祷告里面，我记得呢很清楚，有一句话就是说，主耶稣基督，求你来做我生命的主，来掌管我的生命。
And in that sinner's prayer, I remember praying that, Oh Lord, please come to be the Lord of my life.
Kimberly 在不在
？Kimberly
是不是有这句话
？There is such a phrase in there.
对，所以当时读了这句话，不知道什么意思。
I do not understand what that phrase means at that point in time.
那只是在以后，在慢慢慢慢才明白这句话是什么意思。
And then I slowly realize what it means.
我们刚开始的时候，我们信主，我们只是以为我们得到了天堂的门票，我们就可以进天堂了。神拯救了我们了。
When we first converted to Christianity, we thought that okay, we have a ticket to heaven now.
但是我们不知道还有另一层含义，就是神要让我们从那个神坛上走下来，要让神来做我们生命的主。
But God wants us to step down from this altar of ourselves, and we want to put Him there as the true Lord.
所以直到很多年之后，我才明白那句话是什么意思。
And it's only after many years that I realized what that phrase means.
那第三点，我要谈到我们当中的青少年。
And now, and the third point, I want to talk about the youth among us.
我们在谈到 teenager 的时候，我们第一个反应就是叛逆，对不对
？And normally when we talk about teenager, the image of rebellion comes up.
我们的反应就是说很自我，很自我中心。
It feels that they are very self-centered.
那这些都是对的。
And perhaps all these are right.
那我不是说每个 teenager 都这样。
I'm not saying all the teenagers are rebellious.
那为什么会这样
？But why?
因为在 teenager 这个阶段，在这个年龄是他自我意识的形成的这个阶段。
Because at this stage of teenager, they are finding their identity of themselves.
所以当你在十岁以下的时候，你就是跟着爸爸妈妈，你没有一个自我意识
So below 10, perhaps you're following your parents, you don't have a self-consciousness of your identity. And when you're 12, you start to have this idea of self and your identity. You realize that you and the others are different. And you have this self-consciousness of yourself. But they are facing the world when they are forming their own identity. So there is a great challenge immediately. And so the first natural response is to protect a person. I want to close up myself first.
所以你会发现 teenager的这个阶段 他们是一个比较倾向于close
and you realize that teenagers they are closed to themselves
然后他们经常会是几个好朋友会stick together 他不太欢迎新的人进来
and they like to be cliquish with a few friends they don't, it's hard for them to welcome others
但是我们在这个阶段 作为父母的 我们要意识到他们是在这个阶段是他们自我意识形成的一个阶段
but as parents we are to know that they are forming their identity at this stage
所以我们要帮助他们
we are to help them
我们要帮助他们，让他能够从一个自我中心，能够转向成以神为中心。
And we have to help them from a self-centered life and guide them towards a God-centered life.
因为teenager最终他们是要走出这个自我中心的。
Because the teenager has to walk out of this self-centered life eventually.
所以你会发现有些teenager没有走出来，那最后的话就会造成很不好的一个结局。
And if for those who didn't come out from this self-centered sphere, it may not end well with them.
前段时间那个佛州那个 枪杀案, 大家知道这个事情吗?
And there's
校园的枪击案,
this killing case in Florida recently.
所以我们要看到，就是我们要做父母的，要帮助我们的孩子，在这段时间呢，要从一个自我中心转变成以神为中心。
And so as parents, we are to help our children in this stage of being self-centered.
有中国有一句话叫做"穷则独善其身，达则兼济天下."
And in Chinese proverb, there's this saying that in the times of good, we're.
所以其实你在 close 的时候，你关闭的时候，这是一个弱者的表现。
And when you're close, it's a weak expression of weakness.
一个强者是会把自己 open 出来。
But a person who's strong.
我是不怕受伤害的。
Will then open up himself because he's okay to being vulnerable.
但是teenager在这个阶段，他是 close 是很正常的，所以我们父母要去帮助他们。
But as a teenager, they're close at this stage, and as parents, we are to go and help them.
那最后一点我要提到我们在教会里面的服事。
And the last point is on our service and our ministries in the church.
在教会里面的服事，我们不要以自己为中心，不要去彰显自己。
And in serving in the church, we are not to have to be self-centered.
我们在教会里面，你或多或少会发现有一些人在教会里面很爱表现，很爱表现自己，很爱彰显自己。
And in church, perhaps you will find some who really loves to perform or to manifest themselves.
可能每个教会里面都有这样的。
And in every church, there's this.
那我不是说这样不好，这样我不是，那这样当然会有不好的地方。
Of course, there are certain bad things about this, but.
但我并不是说我想杜绝这个现象，不是这样的。我是想就是说，他做总比不做好，表现总比不表现好。
Now, of course, if that person is to perform, it's better than not doing anything.
但是我在这里就是说，我们要更加的有一个。 improve 更加的要一个提高
But what I'm saying here is that there's always room for improvement for us.
所以我们要想我们要为什么服侍
And we have to ask why do we even serve?
所以我们在教会服侍，我们不是来服侍我们自己，不是来服侍我们自己的肚腹，来不是为了我们自己的荣誉，也不是为了我们自己的名声。
And we're serving here not for our own reputation or for our own bodies.
所以我们在教会服侍要能够把自己隐在后面。
And so, serving in the church, we are to hide ourselves behind the scenes.
在这里引用那个老子的一些话。
So here I will use some words of Lao Tzu.
那老子他不认识这位上帝。Lao
Tzu doesn't know this God.
但是他能够从这个普遍的恩典当中能够观察到一些东西来。
But in the general revelation, he can observe certain principles.
他观察的这些东西是值得我们学习的。
And the things that he observed is something that we could learn from.
那比方说，在第一句里面，他提到天长地久，他说天地所以能够长且久者，是以其不自生，故能长生。And
first he says the heaven is eternal and the earth is everlasting, and they can be so because they are not fostering lives for themselves.
什么意思？就是天地所以能够长久，是因为它不为自己生存，所以它才能够长生。
And heaven and earth can be everlasting because they don't live for themselves.
所以你看到这里的一个 paradox 吗？
You see this paradox over here.
他不为自己生髓，所以才能够长生。
It's not living for itself, that's why it's everlasting.
所以人呢，要效法这个天地，怎么效法呢？就要后其身而身先，外其身而生存。
So for man to be an example towards this heaven, we are to live ourselves, not for ourselves.
这句话的意思就是说，我要把我自身的利益放在后面。
We are to put our priorities behind.
我要忘记我自身的利益，外其身，忘记我自身的利益。
And I have to forget my own self-advantage.
当你最终你这么做的时候，结果你会发现别人却把你的利益放在前面。
And when you do this, you realize that others put your advantages first.
所以这就叫后其身而身先，外其身而生存。
And that's why it says that you are to not care for your own advantages.
所以以其无私邪，故能成其私。
And you don't be self-righteous so that you can be righteous in the end.
所以老子在后面也提到就是说他是万物作焉而不死，就是说他是生而不有，为而不止，功成而弗居。就是什么意思呢？就是说这个天地万物，他天地他生养万物，但是他却不占据为己有。
嗯，
哦，他是能够来造就万物，但是却不来自持，却不来自我，却不来自持，自持是自己的功劳。
And so the heaven and earth, as they continue to provide for all, they do not care for themselves. And so as human, we are to follow this example of this nature.
他说功成而弗居，他功成，但是却不居为己有，却不说这是我的功劳。
And he has fulfilled his duty, but he doesn't claim any fulfillment of that duty for themselves.
然后在下面一句，他说提到夫唯不争，故天下莫能与之争。意思就是说，因为他不争，不为自己来争取什么，所以天下没有人能够与他争的。
And finally, it says that a person who is not competing with others, he will be competing. Nobody can compete with him.
所以我们在这里看到老子，他是一个他不认识上帝的人。
老子 is not a person who knows God.
但是他能够从这些普遍的恩典当中，能够思想到上帝的运作，能够思想到上帝这个性情。
But from this general revelation, he can catch a glimpse of the nature of God.
所以他在这里其实在这样的类似的教导在圣经上是有的。
And there is a lot of teaching like this in the Bible.
比方说那个施洗约翰，当他看到他所有的门徒都跟着耶稣跑了之后，他是一个什么样的反应？
And so for John the Baptist, when he see all his disciples leaving him and following Jesus, what was his response?
施洗约翰没有很生气，说你看所有的人都跟着他跑了，为什么都跟着他跑？
John the Baptist didn't get angry and says, why is it all my disciples have followed Jesus?
那施洗约翰说了一句话，我觉得这句话很稳打。他说是，我必衰微，他必兴旺。
And John the Baptist says, I will decrease, but he will increase.
我必衰微，他必兴旺。
I will decrease, but he will.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天在教会里面服侍，有没有这样的心智？
When we're serving in the church, oh brothers and sisters, do we have this?
我们有没有这样的心智，说我必衰微，他必兴旺？
Do we have this heart to say, I will decrease, but he will increase?
那保罗也是有这样的意思。
Paul also have such thoughts.
保罗在腓立比书的一章十八节是这样提到，当时有些人是在外面传福音，有些人在外面传道，那传道的目的是什么？是为了 beat down 保罗。
And at a point in time, people were preaching the gospel, but they have the wrong motivation to just fulfill their own stomach.
但是保罗怎么说？
But what did Paul say?
保罗没有生气，保罗反而说，这又何妨呢？这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督总是传开了。
Paul, what did Paul say? He says, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed."
为此我就欢喜，而且甚欢喜，还要欢喜。
And in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice.
所以，我们今天在教会里面服侍的时候，我们有没有像保罗这样的心智
？So when we serve in the church, do we have this heart like Paul?
我们能不能有没有这样的心智，把自己放下
？Can we have this heart to put ourselves down?
能不能把自身的利益放下？
To not pay attention to our advantages.
能不能后其身，能不能外其身？
And to put our advantages behind ourselves.
那老子在这里他是一个 negative 的，从 negative 的方面来，从负面来看，就是我们不要怎么样去做。
And Lao is giving us a prohibition. It's a negative prohibition.
那圣经里面给了我们更加积极的一个方面，说我们应该怎么去做。
But the Bible gives us more positive commands of what to do.
我们今天早上读的经文在罗马书的13:8-10，这个我们提到就是说，我们在凡事上不可亏欠别人，但在爱上总要以为亏欠。
And this scripture that we read this morning, where in Romans 13 it says, "Owe no one anything except to love each other."
因为爱成全了律法。
Because the one who loves has fulfilled the law.
所以老子说，你不要为了自身的利益，你去做事情。所以这个叫无为而治，这是老子的思想。
老子 says, don't do things for your own advantage, for your own sake.
那圣经告诉我们说，你不要为了自己的利益，但是你要出于爱去做。
And Bible says, don't do for your own advantage, but do it out of love.
所以你要在爱上常以为亏欠。
So all everyone in love.
你要以为你亏欠上帝，你亏欠弟兄姐妹。在爱上亏欠他们。
And you are to think as if you have owed your brothers and sisters.
所以你出于爱，你去在教会里面服侍；你出于爱，在教会里面去做事情。
And out of love, you serve in the church. Out of love, you do these things.
所以圣经上给我们看到更积极的一个方面：你出于爱去做。
And so the Bible gives us a more positive command of doing things out of love.
我上次我们在这个主日学里面，我和高勇执事一起来讨论一个问题。
And in the past Sunday school, we were, I was discussing this question with Deacon Gao Yong.
我们讨论圣经上提到的奖赏的问题，将来在天上的奖赏的问题。
We talk about the concept of reward in heaven.
在提到将来在天上奖赏的问题，然后我们说就是说，如果你是背着那个奖赏去的，对不起，你可能最后得不到那个奖赏。
Now, if you do it out of the heart to get the reward, perhaps at the end you may not receive the reward.
上帝在圣经里面说，将来是有奖赏给我们存留的。
And the Bible does say that there is reward for us in heaven.
但如果你是出于功利性的目的，你是背着那奖赏去做事情的，你可能得不到那个奖赏。
But if you are working solely for the reward, perhaps you will not.
但如果你不是出于功利性的目的，你不是背着那个奖赏去的，你就是出于爱的缘故，出于爱神、爱弟兄姐妹、爱人的缘故，你去做，你可能反而得到那个奖赏。
But if you work out of the motivation of love and not just for the reward, you may receive the reward.
所以我们在这里看到一个反合性，福音里面有很多的反合性。
You see this kind of paradox over here.
我很感谢主，我们的长子里面我们有很多的弟兄，我们是这样的，我们没有 是为自己的荣耀，没有是为了自己的祝福在服侍，而是在那默默的服侍。很多东西你没有看见，但是他们在默默的去做。
Give thanks to God that the pastoral staff, all of us have worked with this heart.
所以这点我很感谢主。
I give thanks to God that they have.
我们今天我们看到整个的以色列的问题，他们是悖约的百姓。
And so today we see Israelites, they are the covenant breakers.
我们也看到他们悖约的表现。
And the actions of their covenant breaking.
我们也提到他们悖约的表现，可以总结来说，就是一个就是忘记耶和华，拜偶像。
And we can conclude to say that it's because they've forgotten the Lord and they worship the idols.
其实在最后还有一个最根本的原因，是因为他们自己要做神。
And of course, the final root cause is because they want to be God themselves.
所以会造成了很多的问题。我们看造成最后以色列被亚述帝国所击败，然后被亚述帝国灭亡。
All sorts of problems, and eventually they are exiled by Assyria.
因为这些都是出于上帝对他们的惩罚。
Because all this is the consequences.
那今天我们其实也很多时候也一样，我们也是把自我放在那个上面，我们自己要成为神。
And today is the same for us. Many of us want to put ourselves at the pedestal.
所以今天我们自己要思想，就是说我们有没有把神当作神，有没有把神当作我们的主。
We have to ask whether or not we have treated God as our Lord.
还是我们自己要做神。
Or is it that we want to be God ourselves?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，天的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
You are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings.
主，我们知道我们的罪的一个根源都是自我。
We know that the root cause of our sin is ourselves.
因为我们不要你做神，我们要自己做神。
Because we don't want you to be God, but we want to be God.
天父啊，但是我们知道，我们要真正能够去除去这一点，真的是很难。
But we know that it's very hard to eradicate this sin.
父啊，我们唯有把来到你的面前，把我们自己交托在你的手中。主啊，愿你的圣灵来充满我们。
It's only when we come before you, O God, and that your Holy Spirit may be filled us.
愿你来洁净我们。
May you cleanse us.
主啊，使我们完全能够降服在你的面前。
So that we can totally submit before you, Lord.
主啊，你来做我们生命的主。
Lord, may you be the Lord of our lives.
来掌管我们。
And to be sovereign over us.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。